Scripture to highlight, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Hello and welcome to a Daily Purpose Bible Study and Devotional, a podcast by Our Given Purpose. This is Tori, your host, and I am so glad you're here. Please visit OurGivenPurpose.com to connect with all our contributing writers and get acquainted with the resources our ministry offers. This podcast is supported by listeners just like you, and we would like to thank our monthly sponsors and all who have donated to Our Given Purpose. Thank you, Dewan Harris, Broderick Slaughter, Irving St. Felus, Terry Farrell, Kena Bryant, and Elizabeth Owusu. Thank you. Dear friend, let us enter into this space expecting God to increase our understanding. If you can get into your quiet space, take a few deep breaths, and focus your thoughts on being present in this moment. Let's prepare to hear what I received from today's assigned passages. To Be List by founding writer Tori Slaughter. This month we celebrate several birthdays, and yesterday we formally gathered to give thanks. Since the pandemic began, we have been more mindful of our interactions and intentional about the time we spend in contact with one another. It is one way we show compassion for one another. However, there is an unfortunate side effect, and that is pride. Some boast about resilience and knowledge of how everything will affect everyone, so they ignore being like-minded or sympathetic. I've watched relationships destroyed and families divide over seemingly minor disagreements, and that tragedy is more painful to view within the body of Christ. But God, our guiding commandment for living this life is to love God, love ourselves, and love others. If we do that correctly and follow the example of Christ Jesus, we shine light in dark areas and get rid of confusion. The goal is to love one another, even the difficult. So on this day, recommit to following the command to love. By doing so, you will, number one, unite in spirit. Number two, show brotherly kindheartedness. Number three, have a humble heart. Number four, not return insult for insult or issue any abuse. Number five, pray for the protection, well-being, and contentment of others. Number six, remember your purpose. And number seven, become enthusiastic about what is good. Please join me in prayer. Father, we give you praise and wait on your word. Please teach us good judgment and give us teachable hearts. We want to yearn for your commandments and rely on you. May our actions be glorifying to your kingdom. Thank you for your holy word that guides, protects, and provides wisdom to walk through this life carefully. In Jesus' name, amen. To Be List by founding writer Tori Slaughter. You have seeds to sprinkle, and don't lose sight of the ones falling on you. Where will they grow? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets? Or will they find a home in good soil to flourish and produce a good work? What God has begun in you, He will complete. Have faith and be bold. Thank you for listening to today's devotional. Please visit OurGivenPurpose.com for more resources, to get on our mailing list, become a monthly sponsor, and connect with our contributing writers. Now, if you haven't already, please continue to pray, meditate, and read God's Word.